as a vessel of God, to be used by God. Let us pray first. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for being able to stand in your presence on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the word. We thank you that the word lives in us and abides in us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that as we hear your word, that we will never, ever, ever, ever leave this place like we came. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My bishop told me Sunday he wanted me to teach, and I thought he was going to say, and he started looking in May, and I thought he was going down to 20-something, you know. And he said, how about the 3rd? That's fine, okay. I said, that's Wednesday. But I had a habit, speak those things that are not as though they were. I had a habit of not writing things down when God gives them to me, and I'm getting better. And, you know, I got all this stuff, but I don't write it down when I'm supposed to. But nevertheless, I'm going to try to give you what God gave me, as he would have me to give it. My foundation scripture will be coming from John 8 and 29. My tablet is a little slow, y'all. The one, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. For I always do the things that are pleasing to him. And my text would be knowing who you are and being validated by God. And in Matthew 3:13, when Jesus was 12 years old, everybody know the scripture. When Jesus was 12 years old, he went to the synagogue and he was preaching. He was talking to the elders, and, you know, his family lost him. And when they come back, they had to come back to find him. And when they found him, he said, I was about my father's business. But Jesus, and let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. Jesus, he knew who he was. He knew who he was at 12 years old. And so when his mother found him, when he said, I'm about my father's business, but he went home with his parents. And we see Jesus did not come back on the scene until he was 30 years old. When he was 30 years old, that's when he reappeared. And he appeared to John the Baptist. And he told John the Baptist, he said that he wanted to be baptized. And John, even though he knew who he was, he wanted to be baptized by John. And because Jesus said it, that he always do what his father tell him to do. But he said, John said that he shouldn't baptize him. He said, you should baptize me. But God said, forbid it not for the word to be done the way the scripture was written. You know, he was supposed to baptize Jesus. So he baptized Jesus. And when he baptized Jesus, it said in Matthew chapter 3. Okay, then came Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he conceded. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming to him to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Now, Jesus, until